can't come to the phone right now. I'm listening to Party Talk Podcast.
Welcome to the Party Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Cooper Keimig, back with Chris Keimig.
You know, Bernie, how you back, Coop?
Well, for some of those who may know, I had my first child who was born over a week ago. That's why we didn't have any episodes, but you know, now we're back and better. We're back to our weekly episodes. And you know, I don't want to say it. I'll just say it on the podcast. Baseball is my favorite sport. We're getting close to opening day. So what better way than to talk about fantasy baseball? Yep. Me and Chris, we're back to help you guys win your leagues like we did in fantasy football. So without any further ado, let's talk about my favorite position, first base. All right, so what we're going to do is me and Chris are going to give you our top 10 favorite first basemen for fantasy baseball this season. Our lists are a little bit different. I'll let Chris knock out his 1 through 10, and then I'll do mine, and we can kind of discuss from there. So why don't you tell me your top 10 rankings for first base in fantasy baseball this year?
All right, I got a question for you, though. Do you like to watch football or baseball more?
I can't answer that. I think I like baseball better. No, I like to watch football more because it's more separated. Because you got three separate days of football, but for baseball it's on every day. So it's kind of, you know, oversaturated. So I look forward to football more because, you know, you get up on Monday, you got a game, you get up on Thursday, you got a game, and then Sunday, but for baseball it's on every day. So
Do you like fantasy football or fantasy baseball more?
Fantasy baseball is a lot harder to me. I think it's a lot more managing day by day. Like if you're playing in a competitive league, you got to be focused on what's going on every single day. You kind of got to look at the box scores, see who had a good outing, see who's been on a hot streak, and it's a lot different than fantasy football for sure.
Yeah, I think I rather watch fantasy football. I rather watch football, but I look forward to fantasy baseball more just because there's something going on every day. So if you want to compete, you got to be on your game every day. So, you know, checking those box scores, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. One thing about at least the lineup or the scoring formats that I play in fantasy baseball, I like the roto scoring. And one thing with that is if you have a bad day in fantasy baseball, for me, I'm not worried about it. But in fantasy football, you're getting pissed off at 1 p.m. because your opponent scored, you know, 3 touchdowns against you. But, you know, play fantasy baseball in the roto style, it doesn't bother me as much. It's kind of more relaxed up until the end of the season.
Yep.
All right, so let's hear your first base rankings for fantasy this year, Chris.
All right, first base, number one pick. I'm going with Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers. That's an easy one for me. He's a top 5 player, I think. I think last year he was number 2 overall in Roto. He's going to be batting that Dodger lineup in the 2 or 3 hole. I'm not sure if they've decided yet. Either way, he's just going to be a stat monster. He had career highs in stolen bases with 21 runs, 125, and 56 doubles last year. But you know what his best attribute besides his .334 batting average is? The guy's on the field every game. 160 games a year. I mean, you got to love that. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, he's going to be my keeper in the farm league.
Oh, come on.
You will not have a chance to draft him. It's between him or Altuve or Steele. I just can't pass up that batting average. So, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of mocks, and whenever he falls, I take him instantly because I've never had a chance to have him, and I was really looking forward to it this year, but I guess not.
The first year in the farm league, I was killing everybody. I just beating everybody. And then it's about September, I dropped down to third place. I said, I was up 10 points. How do I drop? Well, my batting average went from first to last in 1 week because everybody was like at 260, 259.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get that little gap and stay ahead of everybody, that's a huge win there. So number two, 2 and 3 are kind of a toss-up, but I'm kind of going with the same reason I picked Freeman. I'm going with Matt Olson. How can he pass up those 54 dingers, major league leading 139 RBIs? And the same thing with Freddie Freeman. He plays 162 games. I think I look back the last 3 years, he just – everybody on the Braves, Riley, all those guys, they never sit out. Mm-hmm. You watch the Cardinals play and Arenado, Goldschmidt are sitting out. That's stupid. I mean, they can play 6 out of the 7 games of the week, but I'm going to grab him at in the top 15 for sure. And I might take him round two as I come around that turn in that farm league. I might have two first basemen, but I'm guaranteed to get, you know, some huge stat monsters. So,
well, I was just about to say, because, you know, you got the 12th pick, I got 11th. Obviously, I get to pick before you, but on that second round turn, you get him, and that's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for that power, but Olson? I guess not. Yeah, I like Matt Olson.
I don't know. I'm just debating that, so I'm going to do some mocks and see how things go. But he's the number two. Number three is a close by. Bryce Harper, can't go wrong picking him third. Then I think we got another tier going. I think the next tier is going to be Pete Alonso of the Mets. Vlad Guerrero. I don't think I'm ever going to draft any Guerrero right now. I'm just not – I don't know. I've just never been enthused with him playing. Maybe wait in the third round to grab him if he's around. But I'm not going to grab him in the second round. And I don't know if I'll grab him in the third. Next guy I think would be number six would be Paul Goldschmidt. He had a down year last year. I can see him coming back. So I wouldn't mind grabbing him. He's pretty decent. Number seven, I think you had him on your team last year. He's one of the best hitters of the second half last year. Tristan Casas of the Red Sox. You can probably talk about him when you draft. I don't remember watching him play a lot, but I know he had great numbers that second half.
Mm-hmm.
Then a boring guy. I think he's boring. Christian Walker, the Diamondbacks. He's a stage you come. He'll fit his 30, 35 homers, 100 RBIs. But he's just kind of boring to me, if you ask me. Number nine, up-and-comer, Spencer Torkelson. He was terrible the last couple of years. The last year, he finally started going. So he was the number one pick for the Tigers, so he finally figured things out. And then 10th pick, I'm going with Benny P. of the Royals. He got injured last year. A lot of hype going on with him. He's just a stat monster, I think. And the Royals are going to be sneaky. You watch. I think they're going to have a better record than the Cardinals. They picked up a lot of players. Witt's a stud, so I don't think we can match him. But they got some good pitchers they picked up. Want me to talk about my breakout?
No, we'll go into that after I give my top 10. But
okay.
You know, you guys might have noticed me and Chris, although he is my dad, we're usually on the same page, kind of have the same thoughts. I like his list. Mine's a little bit different near the bottom, but I just want to point out, like he said, the Royals are going to be sneaky. In the offseason, I placed a bet for the Royals to win the AL Central. They're one of my favorite teams. Bobby Witt is amazing. You know, you got Salvador Perez, Vinny P. They signed a lot of pitchers this year, so I think they will be pretty good. All right, so I'll give my top 10 ranked first baseman. Kind of like I said, the top half's pretty much the same, so I'll just kind of fly by with those. So my number one ranked first baseman for fantasy is Freddie Freeman. Number two, Matt Olson. Number three, Bryce Harper. Number four, Pete Alonso. Number five, Vladimir Guerrero. Number six, Paul Goldschmidt. I believe that's the same order you had. Did you have
Casas 7?
Yep. Okay, so I had Casas number 7 too. One who I don't know if he's gonna play. He probably play first base this year again. I got Cody Bellinger number 8. I'm not very high on Cody Bellinger, but I did have to put him in the list. I like him at 8. I'm not going to be drafting him much this year. I'll talk about him a little bit. But yeah, he's number 8. My 9th ranked first baseman is Christian Walker. And then number 10 is Josh Naylor. So
I like Naylor. He's
I'll
an
talk
RBI
about
guy.
I'll talk about a couple of these guys in a little bit. So let's talk about our biggest breakout, our favorite breakout at the first base position. You want to start, Chris?
Yeah, I got Jhamir Candelaria. When he was just off the Tigers, he had a pretty good year, but that ballpark is just so huge out in Detroit. So he did pretty decent last year, but I see a big breakout coming out, hitting at that Reds park. I can see 25 to 30 home run season, a lot of doubles. He's sneaky good. I can see him getting in the top 10 at the end of the year.
The Reds, surprisingly, they have a lot of depth. They have a lot of young, good players. There's a lot of questions on playing time. I don't see that for Candelario because they paid him a lot of money to come in and play. So I think he's going to be an everyday player. And yeah, I like his upside. That's a good breakout pick. So my favorite breakout at the first base position, he's my 10th ranked first baseman, is Josh Naylor. Honestly, I think he could finish as a top five first baseman this year. Naylor excels in driving batters in. Last season, he had 97 RBIs and only 495 plate appearances. To put that in perspective, Freddie Freeman had 102 RBIs and 730 plate appearances. That's over, what, 250 plate appearances, and Josh Naylor's just a few behind him. I think Naylor, in the down offensive season for the Guardians as a whole, I think they'll bounce back this year. They'll all play a bit better. So I think that'll give him even more RBIs. And yeah, I like him as my favorite breakout. All right. So let's do our favorite under the radar first baseman. This is a guy who's going later in drafts. People aren't talking about him, but I think he'd have a pretty solid season. My favorite under the radar first baseman is Josh Bell. He's slated to bat in the heart of the Marlins lineup, which isn't very good, but it could be a little better. They got Tim Anderson now, a little more batting average in there. I don't know where Luis Arraez is going to hit, but that's not a bad lineup. After joining in the middle of the season, Josh Bell hit 13 home runs with a .266 average, which isn't bad. He's got an ADP of in the 270s this season. That's near the end of the draft. People aren't talking about him. He's been pretty solid in the past, and he's got 20 to 30 homer upside. So somebody you can get at the end of the drafts. I take a look at Josh Bell. Who's your under the radar, Chris?
Yeah, Josh Bell, he has a lot of holes in that swing. When he was with the Pirates, I thought he was a stud, but then when he went to the Nationals, just saw a lot of holes in his swing. But when they traded him to the Marlins, he finally clicked. So maybe a change of scenery is doing him good. Under the radar, this guy's been around for a long time. I like DJ LeMahieu. He's just been injured all the time. If he can stay healthy, and rumor has him he's going to be batting leadoff behind Soto and Judge. I can just see him having if he get back to that 300 batting average, I can see him having a good year. I'm not sure if I'm going to – I don't think I'm going to draft him, but I'm going to have him on my scout squad just to keep an eye on him. And if he starts off the year hot, I think I might try and snag him.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees lineup is one I'm buying into this season. I mean, you got two of the best hitters on planet Earth, and who would not want the leadoff hitter in that lineup? If he stays healthy, I think he'll have a pretty good year, and he's always been a good batting average guy. He'll get you a lot of runs if he stays healthy, so that's a good one. All right, let's talk about our biggest bust at the first base position. This can also be oriented towards where they're getting drafted. We can, if we think they're getting overdrafted or a little too high in the draft, that's why they could be a bust, or we just don't think they're that good. So why don't you start off, Chris?
Well, my biggest bust, I got Justin Turner. If he's available but I need some help at the batting average spot, I might pick him up. But the guy's knocking on the door 40 years old. I mean, I mean, he had a great year last year, so what's one more year? But, you know, it's, I think his time's overdue. What team is he on now? The batting average guy, I think.
He's on Toronto.
Okay. I mean, that's – yeah, I ain't going to touch him.
Yeah, I pass on him. All right. My biggest bust. Look, I'll disclose right now, I am a Cardinals fan, but this has nothing to do with who my bust is. My bust at first base is going to be Cody Bellinger. I think he's a great player. I also think he overperformed last season. While it was statistically one of his better years in a long time, there's some interesting data points that he had. He had his lowest average exit velocity last season. He had his lowest hard hit percentage last season. He also overperformed in his expecting batting average by 30 points and his slugging by 88 points. You know, CBS has him as a top 55 player right now. I think that's a little too high. So yeah, he's my biggest bust just for where he's getting drafted. I'd probably maybe take him in the 70s or lower, but as a top 50, 55 player, that's too high for me. So he's biggest
a former
bust.
MVP.
Yeah, I'll pass on him unless he drops a little later. All right, so that's going to do it for our first base preview. You know, we'll be back next week with our third base rankings and our bust breakouts and undervalued players. So we'll see you guys next time.
See you, boys, girls.